at the Sahara restaurant in Dearborn, Michigan, for Arabic-language TV news channels are beaming in images of the war in Gaza and the aftermath of the recent pager and radio devices explosions in Lebanon. The smell of cardamom-infused coffee and shawarma and falafel, and hum of friends catching up, stand in stark contrast to the images on the television screens. Dearborn is the first Arab-majority city in the U.S., and it has served as a key center for the uncommitted movement that is opposed to the Biden administration's policy toward the Middle East. Because they are in Michigan, a key Midwestern swing state that Joe Biden won by fewer than 3 points in 2020, Dearborn voters, like those who frequent the Sahara restaurant, could decide Kamala Harris's political future. Sam Hamout, whose family has run the Sahara restaurant in Dearborn for the past 30 years, said that taxes and inflation have negatively affected his business, but it's not what is motivating his vote. He is currently an undecided voter.